So a little known fact, you know, our group does a lot of surveys and we've presented many posters at ASCO and other meetings on just, you know, kind of asking people what they do and stuff. We had one data set that I actually presented orally at the ASCO GI meeting a few years ago, and I completely screwed up the whole presentation. I got lost in the slides. It was totally out of my element, but it was kind of an interesting study. I don't know if you ever, probably not.
I remember some of the details.
Oh, really? Anyhow, I actually ended up getting commented on. I think we had a poster discussion at ASCO this year, but you know, we'd had a lot of experience in breast cancer and seeing the literature on how breast cancer patients make adjuvant decisions. So we actually surveyed some patients with colon cancer who'd gotten adjuvant therapy and said, you know, thinking about that experience, how much of a benefit would you have needed to see in order to justify going through this kind of therapy? And, you know, in breast cancer, they found that there were a cohort of patients who would go through the chemo for just a very, very minimal benefit. So I don't know, do you know what we saw with the study?
I'm going to guess. But, I mean, we know that in breast cancer, you know, patients will endure greater toxic regimens for smaller benefit. And the adjuvant colon cancer data is stronger in terms of number needed to treat and all of those variables. So I'm guessing that you found that a larger percentage of patients would go through it again.
Well, actually, what was interesting, there were a couple things that we found. First of all, that about a third of the patients would go through it for a 1% reduction in risk of recurrence, but 10% of the patients would not go through it for like a 10% absolute benefit. So we saw, you know, both sides of the spectrum. I think the most interesting thing that we saw, I was really curious, was, you know, after all this stuff in breast cancer, was whether there's going to be a difference in men or women. And we found no difference. The attitudes were the same. And I'm just kind of curious if that in any way reflects what you see in day-to-day practice in terms of the variation. We didn't see a lot of age difference, incidentally, although, you know, maybe it wasn't perfect science. But I'm just kind of curious how you see people, you know, this 55-year-old lady and other patients kind of coming into these adjuvant decisions.
I see no difference in gender. I see, personally see, you know, we see each gender equally in our disease, and I see no difference in how they approach the topic or how they think about it. You know, your data will be particularly interesting in light of the 3 versus 6 question, because presumably that 10% will go down dramatically.